It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Team USA was announced yesterday for the Olympics coming up later on this summer. And it's let me just put it this way. The team's loaded. All right. There's no other way to put it. You got LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, Drew Holiday, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Bam Adebayo, and Tyrese Halliburton. I'm just going to say that there's a certain local superstar.
Yeah, you said Trae Young, didn't you? Wasn't Trae Young on that list?
No, I didn't say Trae Young. So we'll get into this top five Tuesday. The honorable mention I'm going to go with first, guys, will be Paul George. Elite defender, wing kind of player.
Right.
I'm going to bring in Dylon to be able to talk a little bit more about the international game, because I'll be honest, I'm not really an expert on international basketball, but Paul George seems to be a guy that would fit in any kind of situation.
Well,
I'll
say this. Watch out for Sierra Leone.
Is that?
In the Olympics.
But, Mike, to your point, with the international game, it's a lot bigger, and obviously guys are a lot more it can be a lot more of a physical game. There is some finesse to it, just like the NBA game, but the rules are a little bit different. You can be a little bit more physical. And Paul George, with what he can do on offense and defense, he's always been a two-way guy. And with his length, too. I mean, the dude is he's big, but he's also lengthy. Like, he's got a long wingspan. So he's just a good guy to have in any sort of situation, offensively or defensively. So I honestly would have put him in over a guy like Jalen Brunson, because PG can handle the ball too. He could be like a point forward type of guy. But Jalen Brunson, I know you'll get to him.
Slow down. He might be on the list. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and start with number five.
Number five
is a guy who would be much higher on this list if there were not injury concerns about him. And going into the first round of the NBA playoffs, there are injury concerns. Got a little knee issue. He's had an ACL a number of years ago. Seems like he's always got knee concerns, to be quite honest with you. Here we go.
Defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
Everybody remembers the Kawhi Leonard ball that hung up in the air for seemingly 15 seconds back in the 2019 Eastern Conference semifinals. Kawhi Leonard is a guy that I think is a slam dunk for this last roster spot, because they do have one left if he's healthy and if he wants to play and if he doesn't need to rest that knee. Kawhi Leonard's that guy.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. If he's healthy and if he wants to play, I don't see why you wouldn't put a guy like the Claw on the roster.
Yeah, but I think the second part's the real one.
Yeah.
If he wants to play. I question sometimes how much he wants to play these days.
Fair.
And I'm a huge Kawhi Leonard fan. I think at one point in time was the best two-way player in the league, and it was in that range where LeBron was still up for it.
Yeah.
But this doesn't feel like he really wants to play these days.
Right. No, I tend to agree with you. He's dinged up a lot, and I know he's got to rest those knees, and he's got to worry about his NBA future as well. But if he's healthy, I think he's that guy in that last spot. And if he wants to do it, to your point, I mean, you call him in the coach's office or get him on the phone and say, all right, man, what's the level of commitment here? And if he says it's 100%, then he's on the team. Let's move on.
Number four,
guys, I had so much trouble with where to sit this man. And I know he means a lot to the people in the city of Atlanta. He means a lot to me as well. And just became the other day the all-time leader in assists for the Hawks.
Now Trey has it with six. Trey with five. Trey dribbling, driving, floater. It's the run, rim it in. Trey Young scores with 9/10 of a second left. And the Hawks have taken the lead. 107-105. 9/10 of a second to go. Trey just said shush to the crowd.
Just constantly snubbed. Just constantly snubbed.
All right. So let's go through these guys that are on there real quick. At guard, Curry, Booker, Holiday, Edwards, and then Halliburton.
Yeah.
What do they all do that Trey doesn't do? For the most part. Not all, but most of them.
What play off the ball?
There? Well,
play defense.
Drew Holiday's an elite defender.
Yeah.
Anthony
That's
Edwards.
Easy. I was going to say, there's
Edwards
a number of things.
Now, Dylan, you're not wrong. Most of those guys can play off the ball as well. But some of those guys are – I'm not putting him over Anthony Edwards.
I'm not putting him
over Drew Holiday if you want defensive play. You want to shut down some of these other guys. Like, And it's not a knock on Trey.
Yeah, and even to your point about Tyrese Haliburton, he's not the best defender out there, but he is a bigger, longer guy who can be good.
Matches up better that game, right?
Exactly.
Haliburton's
exactly.
The one guy, and I got to get through the end of this list before we go too deep in this conversation, but Haliburton's the one guy. I'm like, all right, let's move on.
Number three,
guys, and I'll go ahead and let you get to the sound, but Wheeler High School's own is what I'll say. One of the more explosive players in basketball, whether you want to say internationally or the NBA, Jaylen Brown does not make it onto this team. I just continue to scratch my head.
I think that's the big one for me out of everybody, even Trey.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I think the biggest reason why Jaylen Brown isn't on this squad, because you have the Kawhi Leonards of the world out there. You have guys like the Devin Bookers of the world out there, and there are just so many guys like Jaylen Brown at the position. Now, is he more superior athletically because he's a little bit younger? Yes, but you have guys who can do what Jaylen Brown does and maybe do it just a little bit better on the offensive end and maybe just a little bit better on the defensive end. So I think that's why you're off. There's just so many guys like Jaylen Brown in the league right now.
All right, just to kind of reset real quick, Paul George was the honorable mention. Kawhi Leonard at 5, just simply because I don't know what the injury concerns kind of hold for his future. Trae Young at 4, Jaylen Brown at 3. Let's move on.
Number two,
I had trouble kind of piecing these last couple together because I think so highly of, honestly, all these players in this top 5 list. But this is a guy who's shown definite ability to play some good hoops.
Offensive rebound, back out to Brunson, his three, bang! Jaylen Brunson from downtown, a 10-point Knicks
first round dagger last year to send the Knicks up 3-1 on the Cavs in that series, and he's just a dude that's always doing the right thing. It just feels like, man, making explosive plays.
Yeah, I think the only reason you leave a guy like Jaylen Brunson off is because, honestly, of his size. It's not because of his skill set, because Jaylen Brown has one of his footwork. You could argue he has the best footwork in the league right now. I mean, right. His footwork and his ability to get open with his footwork is crazy. His shot-making ability is good. So I really think it's just about his size at this point. You have other guards that, again, can do what he do that are just bigger and more suited for that international game, which is a bigger game.
And he was one of the main ball handlers in that 23 World Cup team.
That's it.
So
yeah,
it's a little bit surprising.
And then let's move on real quick.
Number one
is a guy who has made it very publicly known that he wants to be a part of this team and has been a great player for Team USA in the past, and actually talked to Shams Charania and he said, look, he wants to be that dude for Team USA.
Kleba to inbound. Kleba looking in for Irving. Irving for the win!
He's a little bit crazy at times, but he's that dude on the basketball court, man. Kyrie being left off just feels a little bit strange, in my opinion.
You said it, Mike. I think this has nothing to do with his basketball ability. I think it has everything to do with the baggage that he brings.
I agree, man.
I think Kyrie has been involved in and what has been kind of accused about Kyrie, I just think Team USA doesn't want that on their squad.
They want the sideshow.
I would say he's not the only person that fits that criteria that was left off.
Yeah. What? Who you got?
I think Kawhi's one of them.
Yeah.
I think. Look, I'm not sure how well liked Trey is in the community of some of these star basketball players because this
you
isn't,
get the impression he isn't.
Well, it's not the only thing he's been left off of that he should have been.
He's been left off of everything, it seems in the last how many years.
So why beat around the bush? I don't know if Trey's like. It's not a personal thing, but it not with me, but maybe with them.
Yeah.
He gets at times treated kind of like Isaiah was treated.
And to your point, goes back to how many guys and what guys do really like playing with Trae Young. And this is why people kind of turn to that argument about, you know, why – maybe a second superstar isn't being brought to Atlanta besides DeJounte.
There you have it. Paul George, honorable mention. Number 5, Kawhi Leonard. Number 4, Trae Young. Number 3, Jaylen Brown. Number 2, Jaylen Brunson. And number 1, Kyrie Irving. That's your top 5 Tuesday, your Team USA snubs. And I'm sure that you'll have thoughts about that on the wake-up call coming up next.